nice walks over the weekend, even though it's a little bit chillier. And that's what we're recommending you do. You're going to learn a lot in the next couple of hours from Phenology, and you're going to probably see some of the things that the kids are seeing.
I would think so. Yeah, if you're paying attention out there, no doubt that you will come across some of this. Maybe you're deer hunting. You know, the one really pleasing thing for me about deer hunting is getting out in the woods and then sitting quietly, because after about a half an hour, the woods sort of forgets you're there. They may not forget you're there, but they accept that you're not doing anything that will interfere with their lives, and they begin to move about, and you begin to see things that you would otherwise not be treated to, because usually while you're crashing through the woods, all of those animals are like, holy mackerel, that guy is really clumsy and loud. And oftentimes they just freeze in place until you're gone. And once you're gone, they begin their normal activities. But if you sit still on a deer stand, they're going to start moving, and you'll get a real eyeful from the woods. Funding for Student Phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by our own Charlie Mitchell. And our first report comes from Emma Adams' class at Great Expectations School in Grand Marais.
Hi, this is Edie.
Arlo.
Grace.
Reporting from Great Expectations School in Grand Marais, Minnesota, on October 30th, we have been noticing that more of our deciduous trees have lost their leaves. My trampoline was covered in fall leaves the other day. The red maple next to our school has lost over 50% of its leaves just in a few days before it had lost a little of its leaves.
Saturday, there was frost until around 9:30 a.m. On Tuesday night, we had a large storm. Winds were blowing between 15 and 20 miles per hour. In Grand Marais, we got about half an inch of rain. With all the frost we have been getting, many of our families have been cleaning out our gardens and harvesting the last bit of food like squash.
We have also noticed that our backwoods look like they have less plants. They're seem to have disappeared. They haven't disappeared, however. They've gone dormant, meaning they are going into a sleep like a state, or they might lose their stems and leaves and don't work on growing until the spring. We are still seeing a few flowers around the other parts of the school, like oxeye daisies, asters, and buttered eggs. This is Ben.
Arlo.
Grace.
Edie.
Reporting from Great Expectations School.
Thank you, Edie and Arlo and Grace. What a nice report. Interesting, because they're right on the shore of Lake Superior. Their red maple right by the school, only 50% of its leaves lost. Now, this was around the 1st of November, so it's been a week and a little bit more, almost 2 weeks now, and I suspect that those leaves probably are fully down, but that is much later than the red maples around this area, so there is a definite lake effect there. A half an inch of rain, that really made a difference for them. I haven't gotten anywhere near a half an inch over the last month, or 2 weeks anyway. Squash and some of the others, like the Brussels sprouts and the carrots, maybe you've left them in the garden. They're only getting sweeter, according to our friend, whose name just Joel Rosen. Thank you. Thank you. Click. Finally worked. Joel said that, the Brussels sprouts really don't get to their top sweetness until the temperature drops to near 20. And I haven't been anywhere close to 20 yet. 25 or 24, I think, is the coldest temperature I've had so far. Our next report comes from Alexandra Lucia's class at Apple Blossom School in Bemidji.
Greetings from Apple Blossom Village. This is Silas and Strother with a phenology report from the week of November 4th. We saw a pileated woodpecker, crow, turkeys, chickadees, blue jays, magpies,
ducks, and swans. Most of the deciduous trees have lost their leaves, but the willow trees are still holding on.
Ivy noticed green leaves on some branches, and we identified it as buckthorn and hope we can get rid of it. The azure dogwood still has reddish yellow leaves. There have been some frost on the morning, and the water level on Lake Irvin seems higher. Squirrels and chipmunks are still running around.
Thank you for listening to our report. Go outside, play, and observe.
Thank you, Struthers and Silas. Nice report. Pileated woodpeckers, crows, turkeys, chickadees, blue jays, magpies, ducks, and swans. A nice collection of birds. The deciduous trees have lost their leaves with the exception of the willow and the buckthorn. And I'm glad that they are aware of the buckthorn, and I hope that they have good luck getting rid of it. The red osier dogwood still has a few reddish leaves in some cases, and some that I have observed. The red osier dogwood leaves actually turn a lovely pink color this time of year. And squirrels and chipmunks are still running around. Remember, those squirrels that live in the ground, like woodchucks and chipmunks and gophers, they all go into hibernation, although the chipmunk's more of a torpor. But at any rate, they are definitely getting less and less active. I haven't seen a chipmunk at my house in a couple of weeks, so mine evidently stored up enough food so that they feel comfortable heading into their dens and spending the winter waiting for a nice warm spring day to emerge. Our next report comes from Lisa Engel's class at North Star Elementary School in Virginia.
Well, hey there, from North Star Elementary in Virginia, Minnesota. Today is November 6, 2024.
This is Nubian. I noticed it's been very frosty and foggy this morning. I saw a bit of sun covered by clouds, but other than that, it was cold out there.
Hi, this is Elena, and I noticed that since daylight savings time ended last weekend, the sky gets dark very early. I noticed that it gets dark by 5 or 4 p.m. where I am.
Here, just after dark at my house in Britt, I have been hearing wolves howling in the woods. They sound like my dad snoring.
Hello, this is Zach, and I observed that this is a great year for grouse hunting. There are a lot of birds in the thick bush on the side of the trails. The grouse blend in very good.
Howdy there. I'm Brody, and I noticed that the deer that visit my yard have shed the velvet off their antlers, and they have grown their thicker coats. I saw two bucks last night, and they had really dark and thick coats and some massive antlers.
Hi, it's Matt.
And Hawkins. We've noticed that the bucks have been fighting more.
And moving more because it's cold and they're looking for does.
The bucks are doe crazy!
This is Tristan, and I discovered a pile of almost frozen bear poop in my yard while playing with my little cousin on November 3rd. That was surprising.
Hey, this is Audrey, and the squirrels in my yard have been acting bonkers. They've been stealing the fallen seeds from the bird feeder and hurrying off with them to who knows where.
Hey, this is Dallas. In my yard, their ground squirrels have been collecting a lot of crab apples and carrying them off to their dens.
This has been a report from North Star Elementary in Virginia.
Keep exploring the great outdoors!
Yeah, keep exploring the great outdoors. Nubian, Alana, Autumn, Zach, Brody, Matt and Hawkins, Tristan, Audrey, and Dallas. What a great group and what a great report. The squirrels collecting a lot of crab apples. Interestingly, tree squirrels, gray squirrels, red squirrels, and flying squirrels, for the most part, don't accumulate great stores of food. The red squirrels will make a pile of cones, spruce cones, pine cones, whatever, and sometimes visit them and eat them. But for the most part, if they come to your feeder, they don't run off with a lot of food. They mostly eat right there, and they hardly take any away. The reason for that is that they don't spend any time sleeping during the winter. Because they're tree squirrels, they can find food in the trees, and it might be seeds from cones. At some point, if things get a little tough, they might turn to chewing on buds. But they are pretty much independent of getting out and doing a lot of storing of food. They it's not their habit. Our next report comes from Allison Ofterheide's class at Cherry School in Iron Junction.
Hi, this is
Symphony,
Mia,
Lydia,
Willie,
Raven,
and Annalise, reporting from Cherry School. We have been noticing windy, chilly, and cloudy weather.
On November 2nd, Tanner noticed a black bear in his yard in Iron Township.
On November 5th, Willie noticed a white-tailed deer in front of his family's car near Iron.
On November 3rd, Symphony saw a grouse in her front yard and it was sleeping on a branch.
Hello, this is Willie. Yesterday, during our walk in the school forest, we noticed a small tree with green leaves still attached. We think it is an alder.
We also saw a daddy long legs, and we heard a black-capped chickadee. We saw white fuzzy stuff on a tree and think it's woolly alder aphid.
This concludes our phenology report. This has been
Symphony,
Mia,
Lydia,
Annalise,
Raven,
Willie, reporting from Cherry School.
Nature rules!
Pardon me, nature does indeed rule. A black bear, white-tailed deer, and grouse, all of those are normal. Black bears on November 2nd. I think my latest black bear sighting is sometime in mid-November, I think around the 19th, but hard to say. Oftentimes black bears, especially the males, will simply find a spot and lay down on the ground. And during deer season, with a lot of extra hunters wandering around in the woods, they'll get disturbed and get chased up. Now, on the 2nd of November, of course, the season had not yet opened, so hard to say what caused that black bear to be out and about, but nonetheless, not entirely unexpected. The small tree with green leaves, I wonder if that might be buckthorn. And you know, this time of year, there are still leaves on the buckthorn. If you find a shrub in your yard and it has leaves on it still, green leaves on it still, or yellowish green leaves, check the arrangement of the leaves. Buckthorn leaves are described as being sub-opposite, which means they're almost directly across from one another, but not quite. The other thing about buckthorn, well, two other things. One, it's going to have clusters of dark blue or black berries, and it's going to have dark or nearly black buds forming for next year's trees. So we'll have to have Allison and her group go out and have another close look at that one. And the woolly alder aphids, yeah, they're like these white patches on the alders. And if you get close, you'll see that they are, in fact, insects. Those are little aphids that are hanging out there. Our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's classes at the North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello, from North Shore Community School at North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of November 2nd, 2024. My name is Penelope, and I'm your phenologist for this week. On Thursday, October 31st, we had our first snow. November is known for ice-forming moon, according to the Ojibwe. On Saturday, November 2nd, we had 10 hours and 5 minutes of daylight. On Sunday, November 3rd, it was daylight savings time. We will now be experiencing later sunrises and earlier sunsets. The sun will set at 4:51 p.m. on Friday, November 8th. Ellie noticed a water puddle at her house on Monday, November 4th, and the next morning it was frozen. Ms. Jackson's class updated their observations for the tag trees on Thursday, November 7th. Here are week five observations. The quaking aspen still has 7 brown leaves hanging on, which is the same as last week. The paper birch is still hanging on to 1 leaf on Thursday, November 7th. Ms. Urban noticed some wild strawberry leaves, bright red, while others were still fully green. The round low tipitica is still green as of Friday, November 2nd. There is still green grass on our school playground. Ms. Pearson Evans saw a flock of snow bunting birds behind the school on Saturday, November 2nd. Miss Jackson noticed a V formation of geese migrating on Thursday, November 7th. Also, on November 7th, Miss Lounsbury's class saw three trumpeter swans, two northern hessians, a red-tailed hawk, and fall migration isn't over yet, with lots of species still moving south for the winter. During our Voyager rendezvous on November 6th, Teddy saw a mosquito on his shoulder. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Good report. Thank you, kids. Penelope, nice job. Great observations there. First snow on October 31st. I have yet to see a snowflake here in Grand Rapids. I have not seen one. We will let you know when that happens. And of course, daylight savings time did kind of shift our timing a bit. It's fairly light out right now at 7 a.m. And normally this would be, well, during this daylight savings time, this would have been 8 a.m. So it does shift the timing a little bit, a little earlier dark in the evening, a little earlier light in the morning. The tag trees, you know, seven leaves hanging on. I don't know. Somehow I suspect that they are just stuck and something will bring them down. We will have to wait and find out what. I would call them bare for the most part. Snow buntings, V formation of geese, and then trumpeter swans, northern harriers, and a red-tailed hawk. The northern harrier oftentimes are seen here until the first snow cover, and then they sort of start moving south. And the red-tailed hawks, they're going to be common around Minneapolis all winter long. We are going to feature the students from Rob Marone's class at Pike Lake Elementary School near Duluth.
Good morning. My name is Isla, and this is our report for the week of November 3rd, 2024 from Pike Lake Elementary School. This week I observed the sun setting early around 4:40 p.m. I did some research and learned that the sun tracks across the sky is much shorter and lower in the winter than in the summer. The sun will move lower and lower in the south, so the sun will rise later and set earlier.
Hello, Kenzie here. Last week in phenology class, Mr. Marone was getting the attention of some black-capped chickadees using a recording on his phone. I was surprised to hear the birds respond to the call.
I'm Avery, and this week my family had a bear problem. Every night, one was coming in and gobbling up all of our trash so that when I would get home, there would be garbage everywhere. Bungee cords didn't even stop it. Bringing garbage up by our door seemed to be working, but I think the bear believes we are watching for it.
This is Miles. Last week I saw a buck, and when I saw its antlers, I wondered why they all have different sized antlers. My research told me that nutrition is a big reason why. Also, each year a buck loses its antlers, it grows bigger ones. It takes a male deer about 6 years to reach its biggest size. I also learned that it's the fastest growing tissue of all mammals, growing up to an inch a day.
On Sunday, November 3rd, Brooks and his dad went on a forest walk in their woods. They walked all the way to their deer stand. When they got there, they had watched a fisher climb up the deer stand. They didn't want to move because they didn't want to scare it, and they also wanted to watch what the fisher would do next. When they saw the fisher climb down, they noticed there was something in its mouth. They used their dad's binoculars and realized it was a squirrel. They figured that the fisher had got the squirrel when it was in the stand. They ended up watching to see where the fisher was going to take the squirrel. They followed it, and after a while of walking, we found the fisher took the squirrel to its den. It was the first time he had ever seen an animal den except for bird's nest.
This is Lily, and last Thursday I observed that when the leaves fall down, they are red, yellow, and orange for a little bit, but then they turn brown. I did some research and learned that leaves have a lot of chlorophyll when they are green, but slowly lose it and change to bright colors. When it has no chlorophyll, it turns brown. This concludes our report for the outer reaches of the Proctor School District. Be aware.
Things are happening out there.
Boy, are they ever, and you kids have really tuned into them. My word, I can't believe they found an 11-point buck on their trail cam. That's now that that's out there, I wouldn't be surprised if there'll be a half a dozen deer hunters along your school forest in the next day or two. And the bear problem, I can't believe that it was coming in and still throwing itself around and getting some food. Bungee cords don't mean anything to a bear. They're incredibly strong and incredibly good at solving puzzles. So it wouldn't surprise me, but that the bear had no trouble getting through that. But putting it up by the house, that seemed to be the answer. Deer antlers, man, oh man, the things that those kids are learning. Male deer, about 6 years to reach its biggest size. Fastest growing tissue of all mammals, growing up to an inch a day. I had no idea. And Brooks, my goodness, Brooks, what an experience you and your dad had with the fisher. Walking up to the deer stand and then being quiet enough to be able to track it to its den. That is incredible. And what an experience. That one should stay with you for the rest of your life. That's one of those once in a lifetime kind of events. I wouldn't expect to have that happen again if I were you. Our next report comes from Chad's Cadets class at the Little Falls Middle School.
This is Sadie and Sydney reporting for Mr. Cadets class in Little Falls Middle School. This is our phenology report for the week of November 10th.
November 1st was the first time someone noticed ice forming in their cat's water bowl. Pileated woodpeckers are here year-round, but for some reason we have noticed them more frequently this week.
Swans are still hanging out in fields and on the river. There was a huge flock of red-winged blackbirds in a cocktail slough.
Buckthorn seems to be growing everywhere and easy to spot as the leaves are still green.
Robin's still around, but in much smaller groups than we were seeing a week or two ago.
The distinct and unusual call of a raven was heard. Abandoned bold-faced hornet hives are easily spotted in the trees now that the leaves have fallen.
Cranes are still hanging out in Little Falls, mainly in small groups or pairs.
Linden looper and fall cankerworm moths are still flying around during the daylight hours. These are males as the females are wingless.
Barred owls have been heard calling in the early evening. There has been an uptick in the amount of mice we are trapping in our homes.
Mr. Cadets has twice heard loud squeals in the woods by his house and assumes rabbits are being caught by the great horned owls that live there.
That is our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Nice report. Thank you, Sadie and Sydney. Boy, they had a lot of things going on down there. Still a large flock of red-winged blackbirds in the area. That's interesting. And cranes are still hanging about. Nothing like that up here. This is they are probably 10 days south of us at least. So pretty interesting what's going on. Abandoned bald-faced hornet hives can be discovered. I found one last year that was at least 120 feet up in a white pine, way up near the top of the white pine. No one's going to climb up there and grab that one for sure. But we've had enough cold weather. I think it's safe if you find one and you want to bring it in. It may be safe to do so, though I would be prepared to, dodge a hornet or two. And just in the event that they survived the cold up to this point, can stay very warm in those hives. They're very well insulated. The layers of air caught between the layers of paper really can make a difference. Our next report comes from the Phenology Club at Oak Grove Elementary School in Bloomington.
Hi, this is Miles,
Jonas,
and Charlotte,
reporting from Oak Grove Elementary in Bloomington, Minnesota.
This week's weather has been wet, cold, and gloomy. The temperature has been dropping. Sometimes it even feels like it's warmer in the morning than in the afternoon. It's been mostly cloudy and rainy with a little bit of snow this week.
With our animal observations, we found deer or rabbit scat and a lot of Asian beetles. We heard crows and another kind of bird. We even saw a red fox crossing our school grounds.
With our plan observations, we noticed one tamarack has been losing its needles quicker than the other one. The maple tree has lost at least 95% of its leaves, but our oak tree has lost only 3% of its leaves. But some of the inside leaves are changing color.
We are wondering if we will see more signs of deer in our forest, and if we will see our rain turn to snow soon.
That's all for today. Stay tuned for the next OGE Phenology Club Nature episode.
Toodles! Till next time!
Toodles indeed. Thank you, Miles, Jonas, and Charlotte. Nice report. The one tamarack is losing its needles, and the other one is keeping pace, but a little bit behind. That's probably normal. Maple has lost 95% of its leaves. The oaks have only lost like 3%. So things are changing, but not nearly as rapidly as they do up here. And that's probably what we would expect. It's, after all, probably down there in South Bloomington, they must be at least 14, maybe 15 days ahead of us. Our next report comes from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield.
Hi, I'm Leo.
And I'm Sahil.
And we're from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
Fall is holding on down here.
We still have gnats and bees outside.
The maple tree by my bus stop is still bright red and holding on to its leaves.
And there are still wasps fighting at Finley's window.
There are a lot of insects inside, too. They soon are still seeing blue bottle flies.
And we have conifer seed bugs in our classroom for the first time we can remember.
So I saw a worm outside.
And Ellen's badger is still really active, perhaps too active, since there was a dead bunny by its den this week.
We are seeing a lot and lots of birds.
Many people reported geese and seagulls.
Michelle saw a pileated woodpecker.
Ruby saw starlings and robins.
We saw an osprey and an eagle on our field trip to St. Paul on Thursday.
And Wyatt saw a blue jay.
We had a rabbit sighting.
And a fox sighting, but don't worry, they weren't in the same place.
And finally, we had a lot of deer sightings, including a dead deer that made scenes where dogs were nibbling at. Ew.
And on that note, this has been Prairie Creek.
One more step along the phenology journey.
Thank you, Leo and Sahil. That was a nice report. Rabbits, fox, dead deer that's being nibbled on by a dog. That makes sense. Dogs like flesh, and a deer is certainly that. Gnats and bees still active down there. Some maples still holding on to their leaves and in color. Worms are active. Yeah, lots of things going on. Lots of birds, geese, seagulls, pileated woodpeckers, starlings, robins, and osprey. That's unusual. This time of year, ospreys migrate quite a ways, so it's a little unusual to see an osprey this time of year. Our final report for today comes from Colin Cody's class at East Rapids Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
Hello, my name is Tyler. This is our phrenology report from Mr. Cody's third grade classroom at East Rapids Elementary. It was a dreary day, but it was not too cold. We went for a new walk. We found a new pine for us, the jack pine. We also found some aspen and oak trees, all bare. For plants, we saw tansy, rosehip, and goldrod. We saw a red-bellied woodpecker and a blue jay, and other birds too. We also found a wounded tree with a hole in it. All for now, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler. Nice report. It was a dreary day. We did go for a walk, and we learned about the jack pine, aspen, and oak trees. Checked out those. Checked out the difference between aspens and birches, tansy, rosehips, goldenrod, a red-bellied woodpecker, and a blue jay. It was a pretty good day out there. Those conclude our student reports for this week. Thank you all for your participation, and thanks you for listening.